today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Where do you belong? I've heard people say, you are in my space. Are you sure the place you are in is your space? Haven't you seen many talented people today confused, unhappy, and depressed about where they are in life? Life does not determine your place nor your space. Talent will get you in the room, but character is what keeps you there. Most people living today are not working in the area of their strength. As a result of where they are in life, it's not where they want to be. They are where they are because they feel they have to pay bills, they have to send their child to college, or it's a position of prestige or people think very highly of them. Your place is not determined by where you work, who you are married to, or how much money you have. When you are in the right place, everything comes together. When you are out of place, you put yourself in a vulnerable position. In Proverbs 27:8, it is written, like a bird that wanders from its nest is a man who wanders from his place. A bird that wanders from its nest leaves the safety of the nest. Notice the bird wanders away. A bird that wanders from its nest is a bird that leaves its security, safety, shelter, and comfort. A man who leaves his place leaves his purpose. Like the children of Israel who left God's command and statutes to follow their own, so is the man who leaves the will and way of God. The steps of a good man definitely are ordered by God, but when man leaves his place, he is saying, I know a better way. The bird who wanders from the nest puts itself in the danger of the fowler or some other bird of prey. Likewise, the man who wants to chart his own course and steer the ship assumes to know more than the one who created him. Consider where you are in life. Consider where you work. Consider the decisions you have to make regarding your family and your future. Now ask yourself, have I wandered from my place? The bird that wanders from his nest has no purposeful direction or destination. It wanders. Don't be like the bird. Stay in your place. Don't wander. Don't leave too soon. Give God's plan an opportunity to present what he desires for you, which has a compounding value versus what you desire for yourself. Get rooted in Christ and remain in your place until he says it's time to move. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.